Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Full house today. You got me. You got Doran. We got Pat Bostick because it's a Thursday. Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. We've got intern RJ. Then you walk around the building. No Kale and Amanda. They're gone. No Bubba and Mel. They're off. It's Juneteenth. It's a company holiday. Why are we here? What have we done? This is really probably a silly decision. We wake up early. We work harder than those guys. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Whenever we get in the groove, like, we kind of just forget and we just keep rolling.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think the people want it.
Oh, the people need us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got the ratings yesterday. The people love us. We've never been more popular. And so we are doing this for you, Pittsburgh.
Correct.
What lazy dorks we got down the hall, though.
I mean, we don't need to call them out right now.
Why?
Just taking shots, huh? What good does that do?
Yeah, nothing.
Why did you declare yourself like the giver of criticism? Like, what about you goes, yeah, Callis, you're not doing things right. And look at these guys over here. Look at our colleagues. They're, yeah.
Is he making it about himself again?
No, I'm saying you do this to everybody. I was just saying. I mean, I
think he did.
I am offended when you do it to me, but the fact that you do it to everybody, why did you gift yourself that right?
I'm a small person. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say they'll, there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
You just crossed out your read?
I did. That's exactly what happened. I'm in the process of reading it. I've scratched it out. So we all know Jeremy Fowler. He was here for a while covering the Steelers for ESPN. He now is, I don't know, what is he, like third in command there at ESPN now behind Adam Schefter and, I don't know, like Field Yates in the conversation. Now they bring Peter Schrager, and he's one of their big-time NFL insiders. Well, he wrote this up yesterday. Staying with Pittsburgh-related matters, the Steelers moved on from Pickens for a few reasons. His maturity issues were well known within Pittsburgh's locker room and front office, so the Steelers made the evaluation that Pickens and Rodgers probably would not hit it off. Now, I've seen a lot of people opine about this since this story came out from Jeremy Fowler, and I think the takeaway from a lot of these folks is, wow, look, they've given Aaron Rodgers all this power already. If the Steelers, let's just say hypothetically, went to Aaron Rodgers and said, do you want to play with Pickens or not? Do you want to deal with this guy who's got maturity issues or not? And he said no. Why is that a problem? Would that not be him just moving something along quicker here that probably should have been done either way? Now they're getting all kind of horror stories out of what George Pickens was like off the field from the Cabolis of the world, from the Jerry Dulacs of the world. They probably should have moved on from this guy either way. If Rodgers just made it happen, why is that a bad thing for Rodgers?
I can't get on board with Rodgers even having a say-so in this. I think this was a Steelers, hey, we're going to assess the situation. We think that this is how this would go, so we're going to make the decision before it even happens. I don't think that they even inquired about what Rodgers thinks, because if you're Aaron Rodgers, don't you want the most as many weapons as possible, regardless. Like, Aaron Rodgers doesn't know George Pickens. In everybody's mind, you know, especially at that level, you think you could fix. You could fix. And especially if there's a talent. Like, all right, like, that guy's a, you know, a cancer to the locker room. But, man, he got some talent. Man, you know what? You know, I could talk to him because I need him. I mean, it'd be nice to throw to him. I can't see Rodgers being like, all right, like, I have two basic receiver one and receiver 1A on this team. I've heard that this guy's a, you know, a malcontent. You know, I don't want him. I don't want to work with him. I can't see that.
I respectfully disagree. I think that they waited around how long for Rodgers?
3 months.
They're absolutely going to give him a say in who he wants to play with, especially when the guy's already on the chopping block. Secondly, he just dealt with Garrett Wilson for 2 years, and they did not have a good relationship. And I don't think he wanted to do that again with a guy that has been a problem since he arrived in Pittsburgh. And I don't think the Steelers gave him the benefit of the doubt in putting the final nail in the coffin. I would not be surprised by that in one bit.
I'm going to agree.
They're hedging their bets on Aaron Rodgers playing well in 2025, and they want to give him the resources possible or the lack of headaches necessary to do that.
I'm going to agree with both of you and disagree with both of you. I think that they're going to give Rodgers say. I mean, he talked about it. Arthur Smith talked about it, how they're going to collaborate on the offense. I think if he was given say on this particular matter, though, I tend to agree with Doran here that he doesn't know him from Adam. Now, though, there is a reputation that precedes George Pickens, fair enough. But if I'm Rodgers, I'm thinking, do I want to throw to that guy or do I want to throw to Robert Woods?
Right.
And I'm going to try to throw to him, and I'm going to think our relationship's going to be good because I'm just going to get him the football in a way that
you don't think they're still going to get somebody else?
I do think they'll get somebody
else. If he was like gung-ho and excited about George Pickens being here, wouldn't he have made a decision earlier?
Maybe. He had personal stuff going on, Pat. He was getting married.
I'm just saying.
He's wearing a silicone ring.
I mean, if he wanted him to be here and Roger, they were waiting on Rodgers and he would have made that known then, you think the Steelers maybe hang on to him for a year? I think they would have. They hung on to him for a while anyway, post-draft. I know they had offers. And Rodgers was in the mix. They were waiting at the altar for him. And I think if Rodgers was like, I want to play with Pickens and DK, they were in such a position of need and such a weak position in that courtship that I think they would have acquiesced to Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely. They acquiesced by waiting for him. What's another year of Pickens before? What's that have to do with anything? They didn't get anything for him.
No, not really.
They got nothing for him.
What do we think that would have looked like this year?
I think it would have been a train wreck.
Tell us how you really feel.
I do. I mean, listen, you're in the National Football League. You're one of the most talented players in the league. All of a sudden, you're saying you're misunderstood now, and everyone is coming out with the stories that everybody around here already knew about him. Late, not showing up to things.
Fight guys in the back of the end zone.
Petulant. And this is an offense that, frankly, has been bad. There's no part of that with adding a guy like DK Metcalf. That is an upgrade and a half over George Pickens. And the problems that would, I think, be a byproduct of Pickens getting less targets, probably. That's tough. That would be tough for me to think that's a good thing.
I would have started to see how it looked before I would have made a decision before anything had happened. Like I'd have waited through like even this time. If I knew what we got back, what the Steelers got back, what we're going to get back for George Pickens, why not wait and see how it would look?
Well, I think there were things that happened in the days and
the
weeks
interims,
leading up to it that, again, I still think that if it was a hanging point for Aaron Rodgers. If he said to Mike and Omar, hey, I need that guy here, I'll work with him. I think he stays here.
I think
he's got more power in this than anyone will let on. And that is that meeting Aaron Rodgers. Listen, he had all the chips. They waited. They did nothing. They didn't bring Kirk in. They didn't do anything. They waited for him. And I know people are saying he's third now because they don't like him. He was the third option because they don't like him. But
Which I don't buy.
He became the one option for 3 months.
Right.
I don't care what happened before that.
He was the number one option for a lot longer than he wasn't.
Correct.
Right.
So I think he's got a lot of I think he's got a lot to say.
Well, I do. I think people owe Rodgers a little bit of an apology too, and me a little bit. But oh, he's going to be this massive distraction. He's not even going to show up until training camp. Man, he's not focused. He showed up. TJ Watt didn't show up. He showed up. He got under contract. He came to the mandatory thing. By all accounts, and Caboli wrote a really long story on X and went on the Pat McAfee show to talk about it. He came in, he pulled up a chair, he's playing cards. He's, according to Will Howard, giving him advice on his five-step drops on how to make him better.
The first day he was here, he went to Cam Hayward's golf outing.
He went to Cam Hayward's golf outing. You know who wasn't there? TJ Watt. TJ Watt wouldn't even sit through Cam Hayward getting the damn Walter Payton Man of the Year award.
I've said this for a long time. I never really got how people thought that Aaron Rodgers was a cancer to locker rooms. Talking to some of his teammates, I've never heard one bad thing said about him as a teammate.
You've said that a bunch.
I've never heard it. Not from one. I mean, I've talked to at least five different coaches that have coached Aaron Rodgers or been on the coaching staff. Not one coach, not one player has said anything bad about him. That's just a made-up thing.
He's a weird guy.
It's a made-up thing.
Garrett Wilson doesn't like him, but
because he probably challenged Garrett Wilson. He didn't want to be challenged.
100%. And so I talked to a guy who used to cover the Packers for like an obscure outlet in Green Bay. And a lot of people crush Rodgers. Oh, you got to bring in his guys. He wants to get along gang. He wants to be with his buddies. What this dude told me was he wants precision.
Yeah.
He is very specific with what he asks out of the guys he's throwing the football to.
Guess what you're not getting with George Pickens?
100%. You're not getting
precision. You're getting zero precision.
But don't you think that Aaron Rodgers is who he is at this point? Don't you think that he can try to get something out of George Pickens? Don't you want to try?
I think that was a really good point, Doran, because you're going to get the draft picks that you got in return for George Pickens at this time of the year anyhow.
Or just trade him.
Russ wasn't able to do it. Russ is a Hall of Famer.
I mean, Rodgers.
There's a lot of people on this station that will compare their careers.
Not me.
Okay, I understand that. There's a lot of people. How many Super Bowls did they win?
One, okay.
One each. Okay. They both threw for a lot of yards. Both threw for over 4,000 in a season. Similar Ben stats. I mean, I think Aaron's better, too. I'm not arguing that. But at some point, is a Tiger going to change his stripes? And you brought in DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf. So not only are you dealing with a guy who was the number one receiver and couldn't handle it, how's he going to handle being two? Because he ain't 1A, the DK.
But I'm like, just don't handle it then. Like, I'm in a position where we were going to be in this position because we traded him. If we kept him and he acts up, oh, well, see ya. All right, but I'd still have him to see if he could actually pan out a little bit.
Trade him at the deadline.
Okay. Yeah, see ya.
Yeah, trade him at the deadline for a sixth-round pick.
Hey, they could get Joey Porter Jr. in return. You never know.
I'm just saying, like, I think it was a wise move to move on. And I think that the lack of replacement for that position is probably the bigger story here than moving on from Pickens. Now, he could go on and be an all-pro in Dallas. I doubt it. I would bet against that if I could bet. But Aaron having a saying it does not surprise me at all. And him not wanting at this stage in his career where he just played for a bad football team for 2 years, a bad football team with bad culture, a petulant young receiver in Garrett Wilson. I wouldn't want to deal with that again. I want to come here and I want to win. You tell me you're close to winning here in Pittsburgh. You're close. You've made the playoffs 2 years in a row. You're close. We ain't getting over the top with that.
I was on board with the Pickens trade. I continue to be on board with the Pickens trade if they get a guy. And they still don't have a guy. And I'm really hoping they get one because they didn't last year. And we could see Rodgers boil over real quick if DK Metcalf gets hurt and he's throwing it to Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, who, if you put one guy on the other guy's shoulders, they're not taller than George Pickens. I think it could really boil over. So you better get a guy. I'm holding out hope.
Yeah.
I'm starting to lose hope. It's June 19th. We got some time here.
Who's still available? Amari Cooper.
Yep.
Lazard.
Yep.
Keenan Allen's not coming here, he said, right?
Correct. Terry McLaurin.
Well, that's kind of a pipe dream, is it not?
Sure, of course.
But, I mean, it's...
I keep going back. Everyone, craps on Alan Lazard. He had more touchdown catches than George Pickens did.
I'm all for Alan Lazard. All for it.
I mean,
ask me this time next week. Maybe I'm not anti Lazard, but I'd like some.
Are you still waiting for Brandon
better.
Ayuk to show up here?
It's on the goal line. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. That was a good talk. I had no idea what time it was. You look up at the clock, all of a sudden there goes the segment. There goes most of the hour. Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the hour. How about the Lakers just sold for $10 billion? Why is everyone selling the damn teams right now? Get into that a little bit when we come back. If you want to chime in on the Pickens conversation, you can at 412-928-9370.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Jeff Hathorn going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. We have breaking Pirates news, according to DKPittsburghSports.com. Buck goes in a doubleheader today against the Tigers. Jack Sawinski has been recalled as the 27th man. So you get Billy Cook making his 2025 Pirates debut, and you've got Jack Sawinski back. Jack Sawinski, who had an OPS plus under 40 in his first stint with the Pirates this year. A WAR of negative 2.4? How can that be? He barely played. That is so horrific. But in AAA, 871 OPS, 9 home runs, as is the story with Jack. I'd still play him in left field over the guys they got out there. I mean, I'd play him instead of Tommy Pham, man. Tommy Pham definitely ain't going to be here next year. Jack Sawinski probably ain't going to be here next year and probably ain't part of the solution, but I know Tommy Pham isn't.
Jack Sawinski's terrible.
Doran?
I mean, every time he's at the plate, it looks like, deer in the headlights.
He hit 128 this year in 16 games with the Pirates. Going to go out on a limb and say the left-handed swing-and-miss guy, Jack Sawinski, probably not going to be in the lineup for game one against Tarik Skubal. So I think we're looking at more like he'll be in the lineup game two if he gets in at all against the Tigers. How about the Lakers?
$10 billion.
$10 billion. Mm. That was my Dr. Evil.
Pretty good.
What was that cat's name? Mr. Bigglesworth.
Mr. Bigglesworth. The naked cat.
It looked like it was inside out.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
The cats with no hair.
Hairless.
Yeah. Well, I get that they're hairless, yeah. I just, and I'm not saying don't adopt a cat because it's bald. That would mean like
a hairless feline.
Yeah, it would mean like you're not talking to Craig Riley because he kind of looks, you know, like a bald cat. Like, you're not going to do that.
Craig, I didn't say that.
No, that was intern OJ who's running the board right now. Man, he feels real confident 4 days into fire off insults like that. I just never understood it. Like, if I could get a hat with hair to cuddle with and to pet and such.
AI overview.
I think I would do that.
Sphinx cats are the most common hairless cat.
They were big in Egypt back in the day.
They were, yeah. A Bambino cat.
Bambino.
A Peter Bald hat. Not a Peter Bilt. A Peter Bald. I'm not a cat guy.
I can't stand cats.
I got a cat.
I love cats.
My best friend going up had a cat named Lizzie. And I probably went to this guy's, we'd go out and play football or whatever and go back and play video games. And this cat would come out of nowhere and just punch me. Seriously. Like, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, like just a little right hook to
like
the,
you're one of them speed bags.
Yeah. And bam, bam. I got to the point where it's like, dude, like, if I'm coming over, you put that thing away, man.
I am really embarrassed by this. This is like, I got
you actually strike me as a cat person.
I love cats.
Yeah, of course.
Got to, grew up with cats.
Of course, oh, you're a man. Cat person.
How
of
did
course.
We? Way. How did we get on cats?
Dr. Evil,
Mr. Bigglesworth,
$10 billion.
Okay, good. Man, my brain went on me there. Could not remember how we got to cats, but I want to get out of cats. I want to get to the $10 billion. If you had $10 billion, what are you doing? 10 with a B.
$10 billion.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of things.
I'm doing a lot. Yeah.
You coming into work again?
No.
Would you sprinkle some of your guys here?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, for sure. I would set up funds for your kids.
Yeah, of course.
It's great, man.
More than I wouldn't give it. But if I started a business that was like suitable for what we do, like you guys are definitely going to be like, you know, of the C levels, COO, CEO.
I thought
CFO.
You meant like you bring in Aaron Donald to do your football talk, no. And then you'd bring in like Larry Fitzgerald. Like we'd be on the C
you guys
level.
Be running something, yeah.
I think I'd still probably do something. You have to work. You got to do something.
Yeah, you could invest in stuff. But see, like if I had that money, I would want to buy a team. So like this is kind of counterproductive of like they're selling the team. So like what I would actually do was buy a team.
Me too.
I mean, I'd give a lot of money to Pitt football. Or actually, Pitt Athletics.
Oh, it'd be the Adam Richard Crowley Stadium.
I wouldn't even want anything. I'm
in
just
Morgantown.
Giving it.
And the Adam Richard Crowley Stadium.
100%. Then they build a statue of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
They beef me up a little bit.
I'm building a Pitt football stadium.
In Oakland.
I'm going to figure out a way to do that.
Yeah.
With $10 billion, you could do a lot. You could do a lot of that.
Do a lot, yeah.
I'd buy the Pirates. I know that they don't want to sell, and this doesn't even have to be.
Tango.
It doesn't even have to be a criticism, but if I got $10 billion, I'm looking now that on Forbes, they're valued at $1.3 billion. I'll pay them $5 billion. Here's $5 billion.
Hey.
Let me run this sucker.
Is Florio a West Virginia guy?
Yes.
Oh, this makes total sense now.
What do you mean it makes total sense? That he's a huge star and really popular and incredibly wealthy?
And that he spreads stuff about Kenny.
Oh, that they're thinking about trading him?
Yeah.
I think they're much more likely to trade Flacco, don't you?
Yeah.
If they were going to trade a veteran?
Right.
I think they would trade Dylan Gabriel.
Or that, yeah.
Because nobody's going to trade for Shador. Obviously, because he fell in the draft for a reason.
Nobody wanted him, yeah.
Right. So I think that Dylan Gabriel would be the best trade asset.
There's one guy there that definitely, 100%, no question, cannot be their franchise quarterback, and it's Joe Flacco. The other three, any one of them could. I mean, and I know Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com, she's saying, I mean, why can't Kenny Pickett be this year's Sam Darnold? Or why can't he wind up being Geno Smith? And he's not even as far into his career as those guys were. So I wouldn't trade him. But I don't. Why would you dare question his?
Why would you trade for him if you were going to trade him?
I'm not questioning his professionalism.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't think there's merit to that.
I don't think there's merit to it either. He was wearing a West Virginia polo yesterday when he spoke with Tony.
That's when I put two and two together. Mm-hmm. That's when it all added up for me.
You didn't know that before.
Did not. May have, but just didn't register. May have been a fleeting thought.
Intern RJ, what would you do with $10 billion? You know how many cats you could buy with $10 billion? You could buy $10
billion. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it would like... I mean, $10 billion, man. You could do a lot.
Billion. Billion.
With a B.
Billion.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Honestly, I'd probably change my identity.
Whoa.
Because, like, who want... Like, if you have...
Didn't realize we had intern Antonio Brown over here.
Yeah. No, but, like, think about it. If you have $10 billion, right? Like... I'm not going to let anyone know I got it, but there will be signs in the sense of, like, I'll buy, like, real subtle stuff, like, you know, like, just real crazy. I'll, like, pull out a mink coat in the summer and they'll be like, yo, where'd you get that from? Something crazy, you know what I mean? Like, random stuff. Throw people off. I'll be like, yeah, I got
pull
it
out a mink coat in the summer. I like this guy.
Like, just random stuff, though. Like, be like, yeah, I got it from the Goodwill. Got it from Facebook Marketplace. You can get a lot of crazy stuff off there, too. I'd probably buy a lot of stuff off there.
Facebook Marketplace.
Dude, they were selling night boots, like literal, like, night, like, boots from, like, the medieval times in Youngstown, Ohio for, like, $40. And they're, like, flexible and everything. I was looking at them. I was like, I might get these.
I would find my way into Augusta National.
Absolutely.
Oh, you should build a golf course. You're up.
Might do that.
What's Pete Dye up to? Get him to design you one.
Pete Dye's dead.
Yeah, he's died. Pete Dye died.
All right, wait. We got to get to Hathorn. I want to talk to Jeff Hathorn. I don't want to step in anything any further.
Pete Dye.
Come on now, Pete Crowley. Dye, get it together.
What's Pete Dye doing?
Have Henry Phones design it.
Yeah. Hitler.
Jeez. That's a callback from an earlier segment. That wasn't just a random throwing out of the name Hitler, yeah. Okay, Jeff Hathorn next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, right now we're joined by Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. We got one topic for Jeff, but Jeff just told Harry Callis that on the PM team yesterday, they were shockingly talking about Harry once again, and they asked how many pitches he'd make contact with out of 200 if they're thrown by Tarek Skubal. Throws 100 from the left side. We did see Harry turn around 92, but he struck out when the guy was throwing 96. 200 pitches, he can throw anything he wants. Foul tips count. I don't know. Jeff, what do you think he would do? Or do we not have Jeff? Is Harry not paying attention?
No, he's not. Callis.
What are you guys doing in there?
I never know what they're doing.
They're
back
talking
there
to Jeff, but neither of them's listening to the show.
What's up, fellas?
Jeff, how many of those pitches would Harry come in contact with?
See, I went like, all he has to do is he could foul tip it.
Yeah.
And that counts. I went 2-5.
25?
25.
Wow. This dude won the Cy Young. He struck out 111 guys, Jeff.
So if he guessed dead red and just got a piece of it. I mean, Callis was a college baseball player.
I mean, he did. Thank you, Jeff. First pitch, 92. That was impressive. I know he got out, but he hit it down the third baseline. Like, that's nothing to scoff at.
He did turn around the 92. 96, though, he had trouble, and he struck out twice.
He's fatigued.
Twice, though, but he's getting 200 looks at him.
To be fair, I foul tipped the second pitcher.
Oh.
So that would count as making contact. I foul tipped, struck out.
I'm actually going to want to. I'm going to go 30.
Whoa.
I think he can get lumber on it 30 times.
Jeff, do you think wide receiver two or another cornerback is a better or is a bigger need for the Steelers right now?
I think wide receiver two is a bigger need. If you could find an impact guy, not just someone that's roughly the same as what you have now and are just making the room bigger. I think Slay's going to be all right. You got to trust in Joey Porter. And, you know, I know that they're excited about Gerald Alexander being back and some of the things he's teaching. I do think Corey Trice has some talent, has some potential. I understand the concern there. But I think I would go wide receiver too, given that, you know, you just added Aaron Rodgers and you feel like this offense could take a jump.
Jeff, this is way off the beaten path, but I think I think we should talk about it a little bit. Do you think that Caitlin Clark is being mistreated by other WNBA players?
I think they're jealous. I think they're jealous because they know that she's the reason people are watching. Look at the ratings when she was hurt. I mean, they plummeted without her. And there's some jealousy in the league. Like, people that have been in the league for a little while, like, hey, you know, we've toiled. We've been in this. I mean, you see these jealousy things every once in a while. You saw it in golf with Tiger when people would, you know, obviously they're not going to hit Tiger because Tiger would beat the hell out of them. But there was jealousy. You could feel it with some of those guys that had been on tour before him of like, what the heck? But all their purses went up exponentially because of Tiger Woods. Same thing, I think, has happened in WNBA.
Jeff, I need you to convince me why Broderick Jones is a better left tackle than he is a right tackle and why he's in that position for 2025.
Because he was a good left tackle at Georgia. That's where you drafted him to play. You thought maybe Dan Moore could move over to the other side or that he could beat out Dan Moore. And Faltano is a better right. So you're not going to put Faltano on the left. So maybe it's not even as much as it's a ringing endorsement, but that's the spot that you have for him now. And you are banking on the fact that what you saw on the right side was just his issues moving over to that side as opposed to potential issues playing in the NFL. And I'm telling you guys, I'm excited to see Faltano more so than what Broderick does. And I realize how important that position is, but I mean, Faltano is just, I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch on that right side.
Jeff, one player you felt better about coming out of minicamp in OTAs than you did going in about? That many, huh?
I would say the rookies, and I would go to Caleb Johnson. If you guys, I mean, there are videos out, but like to watch his face soaking up the information and how he just hung on every word and the way he approached it. Now, it's hard to tell on the field. I mean, these guys aren't doing, I mean, they're kind of three quarters of a few drills, but there's no full contact. But just to watch his speed, to watch his ability to cut, to watch his patience in those scenarios, but more so to watch him just listen to the coaches and do drills over and over again until he got it right. Like, that excited me. I think that's more tangible to me and tells me this guy is going to spend this month, this 5 weeks, getting himself ready because he really wants this.
Jeff, very good. We appreciate your time. As always, we'll be thinking about the Callis thing whenever Tariq Skubal's out there striking out 14 buckos today.
Wouldn't you feel better about Callis in the lineup than some of them buckos?
Yeah, you can't play Jack Sawinski. I just saw he's the 27th man for the doubleheader. I'm going to guess he's not going to be in there against Skubal.
No.
No.
Thank you, Jeff.
Neither will O'Neill, probably.
No, I wouldn't think so. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.
Glad we got him on.
That was weird. They were trying to figure out the technical elements back there, so I think they were listening to Jeff and not listening to the show.
I'm training RJ on how to run the board. He needed to pot him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just blame the intern.
I'm training him. It's not blaming him. He's learning.
Making my bones.
I love this guy. Making my bones.
Just while we're on the subject, are you getting paid?
No, but I'm learning the experience, and I'm working hard like a true Pittsburgher, as they'd say, right?
Cali should give you a cut.
All right, coming up next, you did ask about Caitlin Clark. I think that's a good discussion. Let's have it when we come back. But 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. How bad's this Halliburton calf? Is he really not going to play?
I mean, he came back the other night and played, but I think he's going to try to play, but then they're going to pull him.
Yeah.
But they just been messing up. Like, they did this last year with T.J. McConnell. T.J. McConnell will light it up, and then they won't play him for a whole quarter. They did that last year, too, and that's why they lost. They did it the other night. Like, what are you doing?
I would understand it from, like, a less is more thing if it's the middle of the regular season, and you're thinking, okay, the more he plays, maybe the less bang for your buck you're going to get. You were in a best of three series at that point. Whoever's going for you, you got to keep riding. Like, ridiculous. Yeah. And you better play Halliburton.
OKC is I think, on the verge of being a bit of a dynasty, I think.
Yeah, they're a machine.
But they don't do dynasties in the NBA anymore. What is it? This will be the seventh different champion in 7 years.
Well, they're a very young team.
They sure are. Do you see that guy in the top row crying? So they're winning game five. And this dude's got, like, tickets second row from the top, cheering on his OKC Thunder. And they're winning the game late, and he's crying with joy. You ain't won jack yet, pal. Cry at the end, fine. I'd cry at the end, too. But, like, in the middle of game five, get it together, dork. Caitlin Clark getting bullied in the WNBA.
She really is.
Fair or foul?
That's foul.
Yeah.
It's absolutely foul.
It's like Greg Williams' bounty gate.
Seriously.
Do they not realize that she's the reason why the people are paying attention to the WNBA? That even whenever, you know, I asked Jeff that question, he's absolutely right. If you look at the ratings whenever she was hurt, they just dipped. I mean, they went to the ground.
Yeah.
She's the reason why that any of them have anything.
Yeah. They resent that, though.
They do.
Like, but there's you could compete against her, but, like, to, like, try to take her out and just to be the, you know, to act the way that they've been acting is insane.
We're not even talking hard fouls. I mean, that is happening.
Cheap shots
after the whistle, just total nonsense. And look, Sid went through it big time whenever he came into the league. Same kind of thing. All right, Johnny, come lately. You think you're this hot shot at 18 years old and Darian Hatcher's busting his face and he's bleeding and all that. I think this goes even above and beyond that. Like, this is even next level. Starkey is now here. Gentlemen, this was a show.
It was.
It was fun.
Not sure what we talked about, but we talked a lot, and it was fun. And a star was born in intern RJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The text line all about him. Starkey texted us and said that he loved him.
Man, I tell you what, there's some folks that should be a little nervous.
I agree.
With RJ on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially Dom being in tomorrow and then next week. I'd be a little bit nervous with RJ and Dom tomorrow and next week. Jeez.
Wally Pip territory for our guy Callis.
Competition.
Mm-hmm. I'm not worried. Callis isn't the only one that should be nervous.
Why do you keep looking at me?
At you.
Oh.
I'm looking at you because I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, too. Not, you guys shouldn't be nervous. There's others. Perhaps those taking shots at Callis.
Wow. Intern Dom, you've been put on notice. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Wonderful show today. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of Patrick Hornquist, low of Carl Hagelin. How about that?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.